fall on me. Now I'm ready to sing that again.
But I'll wait.
Let us pray. Father, we praise you, God, for this time and this moment. We praise you, God, for your grace. We praise you, God, for that gift that you've given us. We praise you, God, because we know you have our back. We know that you watch over us. We know that all we need is you. And we thank you for that, oh God. Father, bless your people right now. Those, oh God, that are sick and afflicted, we might not know each and every name, Lord, but you do. Touch the bodies right now, Father. Those, oh God, that need your healing power right now, Father. Lord, because we know the power is in you, oh God. And Father, those, oh God, that are suffering, oh God, in the hour of bereavement, oh God, comfort their hearts right now. And let them feel your anointing power, oh God. Give us words to say, oh God, to them, oh God. Give us words to say, oh God, to your people, oh God. Give us words to say to those that don't know you, oh God, as their personal Savior, oh God. Lord, because we are ambassadors, oh God. And Lord, your people all over the world, oh God, you know their needs, oh God. Have your way right now, Father. And we'll be so careful to give you all the honor and all the glory, Father, and all the praise, Father, because you're worthy of it all. And you're precious and you're holy, and your almighty name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to look at 1 Timothy, the second chapter, beginning at verse 1. First Timothy, second chapter, beginning at verse 1. Sometimes we overlook things like this, and it's actually part of what we should do. It says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And the natural man would look at that and he would say, well, why should I pray for somebody I don't know? Why should I pray for somebody that don't like me? I think I'm good if I just pray for my family and my friends. Why should I give thanks for other people? Or why should I intercede for other people? Because according to the word of God, we as children of God should do that. Yes. Not just for people we know, but for people we don't know.
Amen.
For our, you know, as Pastor Will and some of the other ministers say, even for people that hate us, even our enemies. We should pray for them. Even if we disagree with them and they disagree with us. Verse 2 says, for kings and for all that are in authority. You know, what we sometimes want to do is say, huh, so that person is in authority. Let's see what we can pray for about this person. God doesn't want us to think that way. Actually, I'll go ahead and do this now. My subject would be, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Okay, I'll continue with verse 2. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Wouldn't you just love to have peace in your life? Well, we can't have peace if we're going against what God tells us to do. And this is what God tells us to do. We might not like it, but we got to learn. We got to learn to be like Jesus. We got to learn to think, what would Jesus do? And we also have to learn to be like Christ. It's not something that, oh, I'm saved, I'm like Christ. No, you got a long way to go. So we should pray for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Romans 12. Let's look at Romans 12 right now. Well, actually, I'm going to finish at 1 Timothy. I'm sorry. Let's look at verse 3. 1 Timothy, 2nd chapter, verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. So the Lord loves this. He accepts this. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved. Well, they can't be saved if we're not being a light to them. If we're acting the same way they're acting, how do you think they think about our religion? They're saying, oh, I don't have to do anything different. That guy's acting just like me. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. We can't come into the knowledge of the truth until we're saved. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. To be like Jesus. Verse 6 says, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Well, he wanted to be a testimony. He wanted people to see that he's different. He also wants us to be different. Now let's go to Romans, the 12th chapter. We're going to look at verse 1. This is what else this is something else that God wants us to do. Verse 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. This is not something that's unreasonable or something that is out of our control, but God is saying this is reasonable. This is something as a child of God we should be able to do. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, because he sacrificed himself or his body for us. He sacrificed his body for our salvation. He took on our sins, the sins that we should have, he took them on himself. He took our death upon himself. Jesus did not deserve death. Jesus did not deserve to take the weight of our sins on him. And he didn't just take the weight of one person's sin on himself. He took the weight of all. He took the weight of all of us. And anybody that has ever been born, he took the weight of their sins on himself. That you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world. You know, that's the Sunday Christians, that's their problem. Because they're conformed to the world Monday through Saturday. And then all of a sudden on Sunday, they're a Christian. But God wants us to be Christ-like 24/7, 7 days a week, so that people may see him in us and may want him in their lives. They can't have him in their lives if we're not acting like Jesus. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That ye may prove. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If we do that, we'll be like Jesus. If we practice that, we'll be like Jesus. Not one day a week, but 7 days a week. We'll be like Jesus. Let's look at Colossians chapter 1. Okay, Colossians chapter 1, and we're going to start at verse 21. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have he reconciled. He's reconciled us because we're children of God. All the things that we used to do, we don't do anymore. And verse 22 says, in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. He did that for us. He did that for us so that we may be like him. In the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Let's look at Romans. Actually, that's something I want you guys to look at on your own time. Romans 13, 1 through 7. You can look at that at your own leisure. Romans 13, 1 through 7. Look at that at your own leisure. And when you read it, you'll see what he's saying, what it's saying there. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. The second chapter, verses 1 and 2, it says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God." Verse 2 says, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." Know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. He's given his life for us so that we may be like him. Being like Christ. And that's what he's not telling us to give up our lives, but he's telling us to live for him. And if we live for him, whatever he needs, we're going to let his will be done. Let's look at Ephesians, the fifth chapter. And we're going to look at verse 1. 5:1 says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." Verse 2 says, "And walk in love." That's easy to do, right? "And walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior." Walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. Also in Philippians, the second chapter, we're going to look at verse 3. "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." It is so hard to do that. Well, I got to think about me first. If Jesus would have thought of himself first, none of us would be here. Oh, man, I am not going through this. Number one, for people that hate me, for people that spit on me, for people that would beat me up, why am I doing this? Lord, I am so glad you did it. I am so glad that you did this for us. I am so glad that you've done this, not just for me, but for each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord. "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves." So don't be thinking about what you need. Think about your brother. Think about what they need.
Right.
What can I do for you? That is so hard to do. And when we're looking at things, when our human nature is looking at it, it's like, well, if I get straightened out first, then I can think about maybe if I got a little bit left, I can give them something.
Right.
Or if anything, I wonder what do they got that they can give me, you know?
Yeah.
Look not every man on his own things, but that's verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. What can I do for you? What can I give you? Because if we think like Christ, verse 5 tells us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. One more time. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. If we have the mind of Christ, we're going to do the things of Christ. If we have the mind of Christ, we're going to pray one for another. We're going to pray for our enemies. We're going to pray for people that annoy us. We're going to pray for people that don't like us. We're going to pray for people that don't want to have anything to do with us. If the mind is in us that was in Christ Jesus, that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. What would Jesus do? Being like Christ. And Jesus is the answer. He is the answer. Jesus is the answer. I also have some scriptures I'm going to give you, and then I'll sit down so the choir can finish singing. Let's see. Romans 13:14. 1 Peter 2:21. Am I too fast? Oh, sorry. Tell me when you're ready. Okay. John 5. 1 Peter 2:21. Okay. And John 5:19. Bless you. 19. Luke 10:30-37. Right. Mm-hmm. And then 1 John 2:3-11. 1 John 3:3-11. Any questions? Oh, I got off easy today.
No, you didn't.
Hey.
No, sir.
I know you weren't at Sunday school for the last 3 weeks, but Pastor has been teaching on prayer, and you just told us again that, like Pastor told us, how to pray. So it's very important for us to get this, how we need to pray. And I want you to elaborate a little bit. He's been teaching the disciples' prayer, but what you said is about Jesus. How can all this tie into how we should pray?
Well, you know what? Jesus taught the disciples how to pray. He taught them how to pray. And he also wants us to pray like that. But he wants us to not think about just ourselves. He wants us to think about others. Yeah. He wants us to think about not what's just going on in our city or town. He wants us to think about what's going on in the world, because we don't know what other Christians are going through. But some Christians, if they had an opportunity to come and worship together like this, they would show us up. They would. They would, because they don't have to worry about somebody breaking down the door, coming in and arresting them. And that actually happens in some countries. We were at a church